nothing new about the banning of a fad at school. That's been around like as long as school's been around.
Yeah.
And we have kind of worked out that we think maybe certain schools would have had this ban idea already in place. Because Coles Little Shop dropped on Wednesday last week.
2.0, yeah.
And then there's news out across the weekend that certain schools, as of Friday, so a mere 48 hours later, banned them.
Yeah, which is crazy because no one has had time to shop to the point of having enough to swap yet. But they know that the distraction is on its way and they're just nipping it in the bud. They're just like, no, not happening. Do not bring your little shop to school.
So for you, it was Furbies.
Yeah.
For my school, it was Tarzos that were banned because they were like, can't have you having fun now. You're
well, they're just distracting. That's all.
That is true.
They're distracting you from your learning.
Fun though, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
13, 12, 16. Want to know, what did your school ban back in the day? Carly is here. Carls, what did your school ban?
They banned Pokemon cards.
Oh, yeah, of course they did.
They would have been perfect trading.
Yeah, they were perfect. Like, everyone had them. Even all the boys, all the girls, we all traded together. They were just perfect.
Got to catch them all. And you know what? Fast forward 20 years, what's the bet Pokemon Go became, like, massive in the playgrounds and stuff like that? And the kids would have been told, put your phone away, you know. And old teachers who were there back in your day would have been like, I remember when they were just on cards.
Well, I was actually, I'm only 16, so I was, like, the Pokemon Go when we had the cards during Pokemon Go.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
I didn't even know the cards were still a thing.
No, neither did I. They brought it back.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Hi, this is Jamie.
Jamie, what did they ban at school for you?
They banned Scooby Strings back in 2005 when they were a big hit.
What's Scooby Strings?
It's like you can make little keychains, you can pop them on your shoes. Like, you loop them and, like cross stitch it. Like a little plastic string.
So it's kind of like a zip tie, but cooler.
Yeah, much cooler.
This goes to show like how easy are kids to market to.
Just colours of zip
it's
ties.
It's a coloured zippy tie. Oh, I've got to get them. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
It's Honey here.
Hi, what did they ban at your school, doll?
They banned slime from our school and from my mum. Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
And from my mum's school, they banned Tamagotchis.
Tamagotchis, yes, definitely. Like but if you left them at home, they would die.
Yeah.
You had to take them to school.
I love your call, by the way. We're getting the cross-generational bannings. It's good. One more, 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Kurt,
what did they ban?
Oddbods.
What were they again? That rings a bell.
They were around the same era as Tarzos. They were a card, and each character, you had a character, but on the back of the card, you had half a body on each side, and you could make
Oddbods.
Full bodies. Yeah.
Kai on 13, 12, 16. Add to the list, little man, what was dumped, what was banned from your school?
They banned fidget spinners.
Of course they did.
How annoying would they be in class?
Is that what was going on, Kai? Were people just nonstop fidgeting?
Yeah.
Fidget spinning? What do you call it?
And there was fidget cubes as well.
All the fidget stuff.
The bloke at work here had a fidget pen.
Annoying.
Yeah. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Brian,
what they banned at school for you?
Marbles.
Oh, wow. How far back are we going there, Brian?
Why? What was your explanation behind that?
About 95.
95, all right.
And why?
Because you'd throw them and you'd break them and then that would blast chips all through the grass. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, I get it.
I thought you were going to say, one kid swallowed or something. It's like, nah, little Toby ruined it for everyone.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.